This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Lots of great things happening in Trump land. Lots of scary things happening in Trump land. There's no question here, by the way. I've said this again and again. Conservatives do not want a civil war, but Democrats do want a civil war. Liberals do want a civil war, and there is no doubt we're in one. We're in one right now. We've entered the opening phase of a civil war. These people are so bad on the left. It's amazing. And I'll have much more to tell you about that throughout the show. But I wanted to open a little bit by just giving you some idea of the type of people we just elected to the United States Congress. Democrat lawmaker Ilhan Omar defended an anti-Semitic group that calls for the death of gays. Anti-Israel, anti-Jew Democrat lawmaker Ilhan Omar, she of Detroit, Michigan, attacked the pro-life Catholic Covington High School boys last week after they were viciously smeared by the liberal Trump-hating media with fraud and lies and fake news. Omar attacked the boys by defending the racist black Israelite group who was hurling vile insults at the innocent Catholic children. Omar believed the boys were taunting the five black racists when the exact opposite was true. Here's her tweet. The boys were protesting a woman's right to choose and yelled, "It's not rape if you enjoy it." Lie. They were taunting five black men before they surrounded Phillips, who's the Indian, and led racist chants. Lie and lie. Sandman's family hired a right-wing PR firm to write his non-apology. Lie. So extremist Hebrew Israelites have a long and strange list of enemies. At the top of the list are white people who they preach as descended from a race of red, hairy beings known as Edomites, who were spawned by Esau, the twin brother of Jacob, later known as Israel, in the Old Testament. Equally hated are fraudulent Jews, the synagogue of Satan. They're closely followed no particular order. These are all the people that this woman hates, that black Israelites hate, that this woman defends. They're closely followed, no particular order, by Asians, promiscuous black women, abortionists, continental Africans, who, according to the extremist Israelites, sold the lost tribe of Israel, who were black, to European slave traders, and gay people, who, according to extremist Israelites, should all be put to death. In December 2006, three gay men who were assaulted inside an Atlanta nightclub identified their attackers as Hebrew Israelites. No arrests were made. That's who you've got in the United States Congress. Now, here's another great story about the same wonderful woman. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, facing new scrutiny over past effort to win leniency for nine men accused of trying to join ISIS. Now, keep in mind, the Democrats appointed her to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, despite her hatred of Israel. Maybe not despite, because of her hatred of Israel. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer is Jewish, by the way. As am I, weighs in on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to place Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar. Oh, she's the Minnesota one, not the Detroit, Michigan one. Got it. There's two new Muslim Palestinian women in the U.S. Congress, and it's very hard to tell them apart because they both believe in the same hateful ideology. They both fly Palestinian flags. They both support people who believe in killing gays, killing Jews, wiping Israel off the map, and Sharia law. So she's from Minnesota. She was elected by the large Somali contingent in Minnesota. And they put her on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She once asked the judge to show leniency towards a group of Minnesota men accused of trying to join ISIS. "The best deterrent to fanaticism is a system of compassion," she wrote at the time. "We must alter our attitude and approach. If we truly want to affect change, we should refocus our efforts on inclusion and rehabilitation." I'm surprised she didn't mention diversity and social justice. The nine Minnesota men were facing decades in prison after being accused in 2015 of making plans, including buying fake passports in an effort to travel to Syria and fight for ISIS, which was at its peak level of activity and held territory in Syria and Iraq. Can you imagine? Omar, who was then a Minnesota State Representative, was part of a group that sent letters to the judge, Michael Davis, urging him to give shorter sentences, arguing that harsher penalties would only lead to more people joining the terror group. Incarcerating 20-year-old men for 30 years is essentially a life sentence. Society will have no expectation of the 50 or 60-year-old released prisoners. Oh, isn't that just too bad? It will view them with distrust and revulsion, read Omar's letter to the judge, obtained exclusively by Fox 9 of Minneapolis-St. Paul. So here's a woman who has badmouthed the Covington Catholic kids, and she wanted to get leniency for ISIS, and she fights on behalf of a group that calls for the death of gays. Amazing. Amazing. And oh, by the way, it's not like Nancy Pelosi's any nicer than her. Do you understand that every time I say something smart, something that anyone with a brain would think about, I'm called a conspiracy theorist. But over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi said that she fears President Trump is a Russian spy who's, you know, on the payroll of Putin. Now, can you imagine if I had said during the 8 years of Obama that he was a Soviet spy trying to turn America into a communist, socialist, Marxist nation? I never said that. I never said he was a spy for Russia. But if I had at the time, I would have been called a kook, a nutcase, a conspiracy theorist, an extremist. And here you have the Speaker of the House of the United States of America throwing absurd charges at the President of the United States. He's on the payroll of Putin. He's a Russian spy. They're trying anything they can, any lie they can, they will make up to smear our president. But I don't have a lie, and this is not a conspiracy theory. This is common sense. And she just opened the door, Nancy did. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia. There, I've said it. It's very clear to me, as Harry Reid would have said, that they're on the take from the mafia. Not the American mafia, the Mexican mafia. Because they're protecting all the drugs that go across that border. They're fighting against that wall with the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard in my entire life. They want the drugs to come across the border. Isn't that clear? They're trying their best to make it look like that's not what they want, but that's exactly what they want. So maybe Obama was on the take for the Mexican cartels. Maybe Clinton was on the take as Secretary of State for the Mexican cartels. Maybe Bernie Sanders is on the take. Hey, I could say it now, and you can't call me any name in the world, because you came across this weekend as the real conspiracy theorist you are. Oh, yeah, Trump is in bed with the Russians. Sorry, but it was Hillary in bed with the Russians. I mean, are you kidding me? She hired Russians to create a false dossier, and they paid Russians to write it. That was a Russian conspiracy with Hillary. She's the one who took the $140 million into the Clinton Foundation in return for one quarter of the uranium stock of the United States. And who was the FBI agent on the tarmac that handed over the uranium? Robert Mueller. These aren't conspiracy theories. These are common sense, man. The fix is in. Mexico is the one that's got foreign interference in American elections, and the Democratic Party's taking the bribes. I'll bet you'll find out they're all on the take, whether they've got Swiss bank accounts, whether they've got Cayman bank accounts. That's the reason that the Clinton Foundation is based offshore. There's no reason in the world why a charity in America would ever be based offshore. Because every dime you take in is tax-free. So why would you need to base it offshore where it's tax-free? Because you're taking money from dirty sources. And you don't want anyone to know. There's nobody checking on you when you're based in the Cayman Islands. Who's watching you? Mexico, as sure as I'm standing here, is interfering in American elections. They're sending people here, and they're sending money here. And it's the same reason every Republican I know that ran for office in Nevada was broke. They had no money. Every Republican candidate below U.S. Senate and governor had no money. And their candidates, Democratic candidates, flush with cash. Did it ever occur to you that the Mexican drug cartels, who make, I don't know, 20, 30, 50, 100 billion a year, are throwing millions at the Democratic Party? They're smuggling it in $200 at a time. They're having their citizens give $199 donations to the Democratic Party candidates? We all know that when Obama ran for office, he had thousands of $199 donations, and everybody assumed it was coming from the Middle East. Maybe it was coming from Mexico. Maybe it wasn't coming from the Middle East. Maybe Muslims weren't interfering in American elections and backing their boy, Barack Obama, their man. Maybe. Or maybe it was coming from Mexico and the Middle East. But it seems to me the Democratic Party has now become an outpost of the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels. Their entire goal in life is to stop that wall and to make sure our nation fills up with foreigners who are murdering us, who are bringing disease, who are forming MS-13 gangs, who are dealing drugs, who are involved in sex trafficking and child sex trafficking and prostitution and gangbanging. The gangs are everywhere. In Vegas, they found, I think it was 8 or 10 bodies in the middle of the desert, murdered by MS-13. And that's been quieted down. Nobody wants to talk about that. Sheriff doesn't want to talk about that. Nobody in the police, no one in the FBI. Very quiet. Very scary. By the way, Speaker Pelosi invites President Trump to give his State of the Union address on February 5th. February 5th, from the House chamber. I wonder what's up with that. I guess she found out she couldn't forever stall because government is back. So maybe Trump isn't so caving after all. He got two things out of postponing this for 3 weeks. He gets his State of the Union, one, and two, in 3 weeks, there's two things that are going to happen, and only two things. Democrats give it on the wall, but they won't. But if they did, total cave, Trump wins. And if they don't give in, Trump declares a national security emergency and gets the money for the wall from the military budget or the national homeland security budget. Trump wins. Trump wins or Trump wins. Democrats lose or Democrat lose. That's what I call a win-win. And for the Democrats, a lose-lose. Maybe Trump wasn't so dumb after all, huh? Maybe. Gotcha.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you
how to protect your assets, call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now at USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. I am your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. And I really am a warrior. My name is Wayne Allen Root. War, I'm your warrior. Born in Mount Vernon, New York, at Mount Vernon Hospital on that wonderful day in 1961 as Wayne Allen Root. SOB, son of a butcher, and I will always think like my dad, the butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it, and you can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, out of beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me a shot on USA Radio, which is my first shot in national syndication from coast to coast. Thank you, Fred. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at RealWayneRoot, and you can watch my show every night, hour number 3 at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, on Newsmax Television. Of course, you can listen right here on KBET, my flagship station in Vegas, or any of our USA flagship stations. But you can watch it at third hour on Newsmax TV, which is channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, or you can go to NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app. Interesting article. I love this article. 84% of 18 to 24-year-olds don't know how to change a light bulb, but they think they can run the economy. I love this. Airtasker, a website that attracts customers seeking help with household tasks, conducted a survey among 18 to 24-year-olds. The results are shocking. 84% of the young respondents admit they don't know how to change a light bulb. 75% admit they can't defrost a kitchen freezer. 67% lack the confidence to put up a shelf. This is the same up-and-coming generation that thinks that democratic socialism could save the world's economy. Well, it's good to see young, fresh faces in government. People like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez represent a movement of young people who lack real-life skills and think they can get what they want by wishing for it or stealing it from others. Many young people today depend on parents, so they think the government should open its purse to them as well. These same people think life should be fair. Life isn't fair. You're either talented or you're not. And if you're not, you're a loser. And that's just the way it is. And no one's going to make you a winner, you numbnuts. And as far as the border, the terrorist who targeted Americans takes over the Mexican cartel on the Texas border. A verified and convicted terrorist who attacked a U.S. consulate with a grenade and automatic rifle fire has taken over the ruthless Los Zetas cartel, a group headquartered at the Texas border in the Nuevo Laredo metropolitan border area. Nuevo Laredo Tamaulipas sits immediately across the border from Laredo, Texas, is the only urban location along the entire U.S.-Mexican border that does not have any fencing or constructed security barrier of any kind. And the convicted terrorist, Hector Raul Luna, is known as El Tori and was convicted in the 2008 terror attack on the U.S. consulate in Monterrey, Mexico. He's released from prison due to bribes paid by the cartel and has now taken over the dominant faction of Los Zetas Cartel de Noreste, CDN, to open up the lucrative and unsecured border corridor into Texas. Oh, there's no reason for a wall. Why would we want a wall? Wonderful people march across the wall. What a racist thing Trump said when he said they're not sending us their best. What a racist thing. Come on. You don't think this guy is their best? He's wonderful. I love him. Hector Raul Luna. The best Mexico offers. In late 2018, Nuevo León Governor Jaime Rodriguez Calderón publicly singled out El Tori as one of the men behind the escalation of violence in the state. According to the governor, El Tori and his criminal organization were linked to a large majority of the violent deaths in the state. Most recently, Breitbart News reported exclusively on a series of threats made by El Tori, who claimed he would blow up the headquarters of a state police agency in Nuevo León. The threats are considered credible by law enforcement in Mexico, since El Tori has a history of targeting police and has used grenades in the past. Wow. He was released from prison, Mexican federal prison, in 2017 with help from a close friend and ally, Eleazar El Chelelo Medina Rojas, and his new ties with CJNG. So the two could help establish the Los Zetas CJNG corridor from Monterrey to Nuevo Laredo and into Texas. Wow. Their release came at the hands of a federal judge who ruled in each of the two cases to release the two cartel bosses. You know, I'm sure there was a carrot and a stick, right? Here's $100 million in a Swiss bank account, or we murder your children. Easy decision, right?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Trump to deliver the State of the Union address on February 5th. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing. Among the things discussed, a second possible partial government shutdown.
The president doesn't want to go through another shutdown. That's not the goal. The goal is border security and protecting the American people.
At that same briefing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the United States is targeting Venezuela's state-owned oil company with tough sanctions. Mnuchin explains why the sanctions were put in place.
To help prevent the further diversion of Venezuela's assets by former President Maduro.
President Trump's former associate, Roger Stone, arrived in Washington, D.C. ahead of his Tuesday hearing in front of a D.C. federal court. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. This segment has been brought to you by Liberty HealthShare. It will be brought to you by Liberty HealthShare. It has been and will be. The whole show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare, along with this segment. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, There is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare, a Christian health sharing organization. I used to pay $2,000 a month with Aetna. Now I pay under $500 with Liberty HealthShare. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. And you get to do it at any time. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two. I will save $18,000 this year. Could you use an extra $54,000 over the next 3 years? I'll bet you could. I know I could. Plus, I had a $2,500 dental bill for my kid. They reimbursed $2,000 of it. Wow. Three doctor visits in 2019, and all three doctors took Liberty HealthShare, and all of them charged me zero. Zero. I don't even know if that's possible, but I had the medical director of Liberty HealthShare on this show, and I asked him, and he said they're considered wellness visits, and you'd never used one before, so you got your three. So I had three doctor visits in December, and they were all free, not even a copay. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. You got to be crazy to not try Liberty HealthShare. Try them. Call them. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for sponsoring the show. We've got our guest here, Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com, with the most popular headlines at Western Journal, and there's some good ones today, as there always are. Head over to westernjournal.com and check it out. Josh Manning, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thanks for having me. Yeah, did I tell you, have I told you before that I use Liberty HealthShare too?
Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah, cool. Our family uses it. It's the same deal as you. I mean, saves us a bundle every year. I mean, just fantastic people.
Yeah, the only thing I was worried about is I hadn't actually, you know, tried to get reimbursed for anything because, thank God, knock on wood, I don't go to doctors a lot. I try and stay away from doctors. I try and run away from doctors. I don't go to hospitals. People die in hospitals. I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So I never had to get reimbursed. I didn't know whether they actually paid. It's one thing to say you're paying a small amount, but will they come through when the day comes? Then all of a sudden my son needed his four wisdom teeth out, and the bill was $2,500, and I didn't expect to get anything because I didn't even think dental was covered, and they went ahead and reimbursed $2,000 of the $2,500, and then I went to three doctors in December as a checkup, because I just haven't been a doctor in years, and I thought, I just ought to do it, and I bit the bullet, and I did it, and I walked out of all three offices without writing a check for a dollar. That's amazing.
Yeah, and where else are you going to get $1 million of coverage for? I think my wife and I pay $399 a month, maybe $449 now. I mean, it's just not, you're not going to find it out there anywhere else.
No, very cool.
Anyway, this was not arranged, listeners.
I didn't know he was going to talk about it. He didn't know which one. I have a folder here with all of our sponsors, and I'm one of the busiest shows in America. So I never know which one I'm going to pull out. It's kind of fun. It's like when you reach into the Cracker Jack box, And I just pull one out. And, because I try and be fair. I don't want any one to be an hour one and the same one an hour two.
Right.
I mix them up, and I just pull one out just at random, and I pull Liberty HealthShare. So very cool.
You'll
love
with
knowing that. All right, let's talk about some of the biggest news stories at your website, westernjournal.com. The Covington kids attorney Robert Barnes lists potential libel lawsuit targets. And by the way, I had Robert Barnes as my guest live on the show on Friday. So he seems like a good enough guy. Tell us what his potential libel lawsuit targets list looks like.
Yeah, great guy. And he went through a list. He was on Cavuto's show on Fox. And he went through a list of people that they are looking at suing and people who it sounds like they probably are going to sue. Now, there are a couple who got off the hook pretty quickly, because he gave them, these are really decent people, the families of these Covington kids. I mean, they just got destroyed in the media by the left. And they've come back and they've said, look, we're going to give these people a chance. We're going to give them a couple days to take down this incredibly libelous stuff that they posted about us. Then after a couple of days, if they don't do it, we're gonna unleash the hounds and we're gonna take them to court and sue them and take them for everything they've got. So, to their credit, Representative and Wayne, I'm gonna get this wrong. I only read news, so I don't know how to pronounce names a lot of the time. But Representative Ilhan Omar, she was the one who claimed that the students told a woman, "It's not rape if you enjoy it." And then she's also the one who took the side of the Black Hebrew Israelites who were harassing the students, and she said the students were harassing them first. And of course, the video shows that that's absolutely not the case. They got in touch with her. She actually took her tweets down, which, you know, is admirable. I guess she was doing it out of fear, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't think it's admirable. You're being way too nice, way too nice. She's a horrible person.
I've rarely been accused of being too nice.
This
rarely,
time you are.
Rarely.
Because you know why? Because I'm Jewish, and she's a horrible person. She hates
she is.
Israel.
She is. She's an anti-Semite. She despises Israel. Run them into the sea.
Terrible.
And I mean, that is so... we're going to get off topic here, but that's so typical on the left right now and in the Democrat Party. It is the most bizarre thing in the world that American Jews generally vote Democrat. I mean, talk about voting against your interests. Democrats love to talk about that. Man, it's just horrible to see. Horrible to see. But Kathy Griffin, she's in the same boat. She backed down, you know, again, obviously afraid she was going to be taken to the cleaners. But there are some who haven't. Reza Aslan, I don't know how to pronounce it. He's a former CNN host, and he's really known for frequent profane rants against anything that has to do with Trump or conservatives. He's the guy who said, honest question, have you ever seen a more punchable face than this kid's talking about family? He has not taken his stuff down. And in fact, it wasn't Cavuto. He's on Waters' show. And Waters brought that up in the middle of the interview. And the attorney just straight up said, oh, yep, he's on the list, too. This past him, we've got Matthew Dowdy, he's an ABC News analyst. This is the guy who said, folks, let's not let these kids, their parents, and their school off the hook, regardless of what led up to this. This is awful. And then he said, check the footage, all of it. The students were exhibiting awful behavior and bigotry. And obviously he had not checked all of the footage when he said that.
Right.
So it sounds very much like an enormous hypocrite. And then, of course, our favorite, the New York Daily News, they went after the Covington kids, saying that they had participated in blackface at a basketball
game.
Of course, complete lie. And by the way, I mean, Wayne, I don't follow sports that much, but what in the world kind of pencil neck doesn't know what a blackout game is?
Right.
I mean, honestly, either they don't know that and they're ridiculously out of touch, which they probably are, or they're completely disingenuous and knew it wasn't blackface and tried to tar and feather and smear these kids so that they would not get into college, wouldn't get jobs, and you know, would be driven underground. It's awful. So they're collecting a nice little list of names that they're going to go after. And I maintain that the best part of this entire mess is not watching the media retreat. It's going to be watching them write checks. That's what's going to be fun.
No, I like it. You know, listen, the thing is that, you know, their kids, the Covington kids are kids. Everybody felt so bad for them. Wayne Root is a adult male 57-year-old. That's me. And I have been smeared, slimed, libeled, and slandered by so many Democrats, so many liberals, including the Democratic Party itself of Nevada, put out an awful press release filled with lies about me. And
no,
they should
afraid.
All be sued. But who's representing me is the million-dollar question. Nobody. Nobody offered to represent me. You know?
Well, that's a great point, too. And Waters asked him, hey, you know, libel lawsuits are really hard to win. And, of course, the response there is only if it's a public figure. These guys are private citizens. They're minors, too. So the bar plummets on that. I will be astounded if these guys don't walk away with a lot of money.
Got it. Okay, now I understand the difference. Okay. I also wanted to mention, this isn't one of the headlines of your wonderful Western Journal site, but it's one of the headlines right now on the Internet, which is it could be the coldest week in the history of Chicago, and people are being robbed of their Canada Goose coats at gunpoint. Over the past 2 weeks, there's been a spate of thefts in which people wearing the luxury coats have been targeted and forced to give up their jackets. I mean, you're in Phoenix, I'm in Vegas. We don't even know anything about these jackets. I never heard of a Canadian Goose jacket, but they cost upwards of $1,000. They're often seen on celebrities, and six people had their Canada Goose coats stolen last week at gunpoint, two more targeted on Wednesday. Just pointing out what it's like to live in a city run by Democrats for the last 100 years, which has massive gun control. They all get your coats stolen at gunpoint.
Wayne, none of this makes sense. None of this makes sense according to the leftist narrative, because you're exactly right. They're living in possibly the most gun-controlled city in America. There should be very little crime. Certainly certainly there shouldn't be any robberies at gunpoint. And on top of that, global warming is causing sea levels to rise. And by gosh, we're all going to cook to death. And I think Drudge had a note up earlier today that 75% of the U.S. is going to freeze over the next, I guess.
No, but don't you see, they make fun of you and I for bringing this up. There's, one cold week doesn't mean there's no global warming. And, oh, by the way, it's not global warming, it's climate change. It means there's all kinds of extreme weather. So they'll go ahead and now use this as an excuse why there is, in fact, global warming, because it creates extreme weather even on the cold side.
Yeah, I mean, Americans aren't that stupid. They're seeing through it.
I hope you're right. I think a lot of Americans are that stupid. They vote Democrat. Those are the dumb ones. And so we got to keep up with that, man. We got to figure out how to educate really ignorant people. And there's a lot of them on the left.
Well, that's what you and I are doing.
We're trying, but I fear that you and I both operate in a, preaching the choir situation. Everybody listening is a conservative to me. Everyone listening to you on my show is a conservative. Everyone that goes to Western Journal is a conservative. So we're preaching the choir more than we're preaching the liberals. But we'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Lots of headlines to come. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, this segment of the show sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. Once again, I've reached into the folder and picked out at random one of my many advertisers. My Doctor Suggests. I've always had a voice problem, but not anymore. My voice is a workhorse, 720 hours a year on the air, a lot of talking, and that's where my Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges come in. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. The silver in the lozenges destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. I don't get sick. I don't lose my voice. I've got a shield. It's called My Doctor Suggests. That's the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866, toll free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off your order. 866-660-9868. Thank you for sponsoring the show, My Doctor Suggests. This news just in, multiple police officers injured in a Houston shooting. There was massive gunfire today, Monday. At least five officers were shot at a home in the southeast portion of the city. It is a real terrible situation, and no one quite knows what the officer's condition is, but thought I'd let you know. News flash came in on Fox News moments ago. We're back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We're talking about the most popular stories at Western Journal. Tom Brokaw apologizes after letting out the dirty truth about immigration while he's on camera. What exactly happened, Josh? I don't even know the story.
This is good stuff, Wayne. So he was on Meet the Press yesterday morning on NBC. You know, it used to be hosted by Tim Russert. Now it's hosted by Chuck Todd. So anyway, yeah, Brokaw's on there, and they're talking about immigration and shutdowns and these things. And Brokaw makes it's sort of a jaw-dropping comment. I've got it pulled up here. I'm going to read it to you. And he says, I hear when I push people harder, he's talking with everyday folks about immigration issues, says, I hear when I push people harder, I don't know whether I want brown grandbabies. And he goes on to say, that's also part of it. It's the intermarriage that's going on and cultures that are conflicting with each other. I also happen to believe that the Hispanics should work harder at assimilation. That's one thing that I've been saying for a long time. They ought to be codified in their communities, but make sure that all their kids are learning to speak English and they feel comfortable in their communities. And that's going to take outreach on both sides, frankly. Now, Wayne, I mean, you can imagine the explosion that this caused on social media with the social justice warrior types and the overly sensitive liberals. And they could not believe that something like this was uttered on Meet the Press. Now, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm surprised by the whole, like, Brown grandbaby's comment. I mean, that he should have known he was walking into a buzzsaw saying that. But Wayne, I think what really got him in trouble, is the second comment. I also happen to believe that the Hispanics should work harder at assimilation.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Was, to the left right now.
No, but I have a question for you, Josh Manning. Was that Tom Brokaw giving his opinion, or he's saying when you push closely with the average person I'm interviewing, on this, the man on the street, that's what they're saying? Which one was it?
So it's both. The first part where he's talking about, like, I don't know whether I want brown grandbabies. He's saying when I push people harder, that's one of the things they tell me. Then there's a break, and he says, talking about himself, I also happen to believe that the Hispanics should work harder at assimilation. At least, I've seen the clip. That's what it sounds like to me. It seemed pretty clear to me that that's what he was saying. And you know, look, that's not the assimilation remark. That's not an unreasonable remark. That was the position of virtually everyone in America until 2000, then what, 4, 5, 6? That's when things started to shift.
Right.
The assumption had always been assimilation was a good idea. And you know, look, that's the thing that's just poison to the left, because they're not about assimilation. They're not about a melting pot. They're not about e pluribus unum. They're about identity politics and dividing
right.
people and keeping them divided and pitting them against each other. And, man, it's hard to pit people against each other once they share a culture, a common heritage, and a common interest. So keeping Hispanics from assimilating is a top priority for the left, because they can't play them off against other people otherwise.
All right, last story of the day. We probably have about 30, 45 seconds or so here, and that is Home Depot co-founder blasts socialism and calls out Ocasio-Cortez. Tell us about that interview real quick.
Yeah, this is great. So this was with Cavuto. I got Cavuto mixed up earlier. This was with Cavuto. The guy's name is Bernard Marcus.
Yes.
He's the co-founder of Home Depot, and he got talking about Ocasio-Cortez and Venezuela. Really sort of started off with Venezuela, and he said that people are starving to death there. Medical care is not available. We have a group of people in Washington today, new representatives especially. He's talking about Ocasio-Cortez. So look at socialism as the way to go, and if you think if you don't think that's dangerous, I do.
It's pretty obvious that she's a socialist. She says she's a socialist. So we've got socialists now openly admitting what they are, including those two new Muslim female congresswomen. They're both socialists, very clearly. So
make
we've got problems.
Like Venezuela.
Oh, God. Look at Venezuela. Isn't it fun to look at people starving to death? No, it's not fun. Why would anybody want that?
The future of leftism.
Gotta be nuts.
The future of leftism, Wayne.
All right, Josh Manning from Western Journal, senior news editor, westernjournal.com. Great website. Go check it out. Josh, thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio, right back at you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's THE bestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.